Princess Celestia, the Changeling Queen, Chapter 1, Part 2. When we reached my chambers, we threw ourselves into the many cushions that adorned it. I hastily opened a small cupboard beside my bed and levitated out a bottle of my finest wine, along with my emergency stash of assorted crackers and cream cheese.
"Well, Lulu, how's the night court?"
I asked, as I slowly lowered myself onto the pillows. Luna merely threw herself into the pile and wiggled left and right into the cushions. All the while, she balanced a glass of wine.
"Our court was busier than usual. We suspect that our good reception at Ponyville's Nightmare Night has helped to improve our image among other ponies,"
Luna said with a slight smile. I was about to join her, but the end of her lips drooped down.
"But in Canterlot, the nobility cowers from me. One can see it in their eyes."
I groaned and my teeth buried themselves into my lip. Luna had acquainted herself with modern culture, but the nobles had not acquainted themselves with her. 1,000 years of tradition and particularly scary bedtime stories were making it very difficult for her to change her image. My brow furrowed slightly as I pondered a way to solve this problem. Out of nowhere, I had a thought that might at least cheer Luna up. My mouth stretched across my face and my eyes glittered with glee.
"Luna, you were always very good at guiding lovers and cheering."
I snickered and felt my cheeks warm up a little.
"A fertile consummation."
Luna blushed and snorted, but her ears were pointed with sudden alertness.
"Would you like to organize the honeymoon for the royal wedding?"
I asked. The blue alicorn stared at me as if I had gone and turned into Discord himself. When she spoke, her voice was hesitant and tentative.
"Sister, what are you saying? Dost thou really want to delegate such an important task to us, of all ponies? We have just returned and—"
I wormed my way through the cushions and firmly placed my hoof on Luna's shoulder. Even though she tried to avoid my gaze, I met her eyes anyway.
"And I believe that you can do it, sister. Your knowledge of modern Equestria has improved substantially since your return. The fact that you recognize the term honeymoon shows this. I am sure you can do this."
It was a bit of a gamble, but if anything, I knew that Luna would do her best to make Shining Armor and Princess Cadence's honeymoon the most romantic trip a couple could ever have. Luna squealed eagerly, threw her hooves around my neck, and nuzzled me. I nuzzled back. Years of practice allowing me to make it appear natural, though I felt a pang of wretchedness at my deception. Luna was such a dear. Sometimes I wished that she was my real sister. I shook those thoughts out of my head and took a final sip out of my glass before I put it back onto the tray.
"Well, I better stop drinking. At this rate, I'll be intoxicated,"
I chuckled. But Luna glanced at me curiously.
"Sister, since when did we get intoxicated?"
inquired the Night Princess. I blinked and searched the muddled memories in my addled head, trying to remember what I did wrong. I relaxed my facial muscles to keep my expression as straight as possible.
"Since when?"
I frowned. Parties whizzed through my mind, giving way to past banquets, yielding to feasts of a far gone time. And suddenly, as I browsed over a particular recollection, I realized my slip-up. My mouth almost opened at that epiphany, but I kept my jaw shut. Alicorns did not get drunk. I recovered quickly, and a wide smile flooded my face, hurriedly wiping away the traces of my mistake.
"You're right. Give me another bottle. It has been so long since I've indulged in my stock."
Internally, I groaned and I felt myself sink into the pillows a little. I knew I was going to regret this later, but better to regret it later than let my disguise fall. Luna grinned widely and poured me another glass, which we clinked and lifted in preparation a drink. It was then that I noticed this bizarre feeling, one that I hadn't felt in a long time. It buzzed at the back of my head, nudging at my conscience, growing louder and louder. I thought it was the alcohol, but just then I did something no pony should do when they're drinking. I had come to a realization, more specifically, to what that nagging feeling meant. Immediately, I was filled with panic that I hadn't felt since before Discord escaped. This fear paralyzed me while I drank my glass. The fruity flavor of the wine clogged in my throat and turned sour like bile. I suddenly couldn't breathe. I coughed, forcing away the choking liquid, and felt clean air fill my lungs.
"Sister, are you alright?"
asked Luna.
"It went down too fast,"
I panted, as I wiped my lips with a napkin. It took all my willpower to stop myself from trembling, but somehow I managed to conceal it. Luckily, Luna seemed merely concerned with my choking.
Luna, I just remembered that organizing this wedding is probably going to require me to do some paperwork and play appeasement with the nobility. I'm sorry, but I have to go.
I sighed. Luna nodded in understanding, and after a final nuzzle, we said our goodbyes. When I was sure that Luna had left my chambers, I hastily scrawled out 2 messages and sent them with my magic. A few hours later. 2 white unicorn stallions stood sharply at attention, waiting for my commands. One, despite his rather handsome looks, was sometimes regarded as a narcissistic brat. In reality, he was one of the ponies that I trusted the most, and his looks actually reflected his heart, something rather rare for most ponies. The other was shining armor, and he was understandably confused.
"Your Highness, why did you summon me and Prince Blueblood here?"
asked my captain. Blueblood looked as aloof as ever, but I could see that telltale flick in his tail that showed his curiosity.
"Nephew, Captain, there's a situation. I have recently become aware of a possible threat to Equestria that will likely occur during the royal wedding. Shining Armor, I need the Royal Guard on high alert, but keep this as low profile as possible. Also, I need you to put on your best shield. I'm sorry to ask this of you before your wedding, but this is of the utmost necessity."
Shining Armor's face had twisted in surprise and worry, but he didn't ask any questions and merely saluted.
"As you wish, Your Highness,"
snapped my captain. With a curt nod, I dismissed him and turned to my nephew, who wore a frown on his face.
"If you have any questions, nephew, you know you may always ask them,"
I said with a smile. Blueblood nodded, his brow knit together and his eyes examined me closely.
"Auntie, how did you become aware of this threat to Equestria?"
asked my nephew warily. I then chuckled.
"Blueblood, trust me as you always have. My methods of acquiring knowledge go beyond your role in the nobility,"
I explained. My nephew, perceptive as always, though he usually acts like a dandy, glared at me.
"Auntie, you're more scared of this threat than you're letting on. Why would you intrude on Shining Armor's marriage to ask him to put up a shield?"
inquired Blueblood. There was just no hiding from that stallion. After all, I had helped to raise him ever since his fortune was lost in a fire. I sighed and turned to look into my large gold leaf cheval mirror. I saw a regal white alicorn with a rippling tricolored mane. Her mouth was straight, but their edges drooped down to the ground. She had great majestic wings, yet they were tightly pulled to her body, like she had something to hide. Her eyebrows appeared to be crumpled and warped. I stared into my quivering magenta orbs.
"I will tell you, Blueblood. Someday. But for now, I need to ask you to trust me as you always have. I need you to form a committee and go through the government records. Compile a list of every pony citizen without a birth certificate and immigration record. Look for any irregularities such as ponies that went missing and then miraculously returned, ponies that have appeared in one place when they were proven to be somewhere else."
"Wait, are you saying our enemy is replacing or impersonating ponies? Who or what exactly are we up against?"
demanded Blueblood. Momentarily, I turned to judge my nephew. He had taken a step closer to me, his eyes entirely focused on my face.
"I have an idea who is involved, but I'm not sure if they are a threat. They haven't been for a long while, and this is merely a contingency for if they do become a threat,"
I explained. My nephew moaned at the prospect of doing more work before he nodded and began to make his way to the door.
"How is Romana, by the way?"
I asked. Blueblood, despite his attempts to stop it, blushed.
"We are keeping our relationship under wraps. I wish I could just be open with it and stop having to put on my act as usual, but I do not want to settle down while I'm still useful to you."
I rolled my eyes, ruffled my nephew's slick back hair, and nuzzled him.
"There's a lodge I sometimes use when I want to get away from court life. It's a lovely little place, on the far side of Mount Cantor, with a magnificent view. The keys and the map will be sent to you tomorrow, and I strongly advise you to bring a guest,"
I whispered. Blueblood's downturned lips quickly flipped themselves up, and he trotted off, and there was a light canter to his steps. When he had left, I turned to my mirror and did something I hadn't done for a long time. I dropped my disguise, letting the mask I put on fall and stared at my true self. For if my biological instinct was to be trusted, I would be seeing a monarch very soon, and I had to be prepared for the sight. I needed to be prepared for the sight of a fully ascended changeling queen.
"Not some exiled runt,"
I whispered to the empty room. The concept of Princess Celestia as a changeling queen is very intriguing, and this story makes it even more so. Now, let's get on to our royal donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, J Tin Man, and Darkseid. Peter Coldhard, Dospo, RuneScythe 9852, Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Raja, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Sword Brethren Mordred, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Jupiter C, Alex F, Rainbow Dash, TLK Anderson, and TV Killer. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.